Exclusive, former Trump Treasury official. Pelosi giving debt ceiling responsibility to Biden admin is admission of failed leadership. By Wendell Hasebo on October 13, 2021. Former Trump-era Treasury Department appointee Adam Korzenewski said Wednesday that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, considering handing power to the Biden-Harris administration to raise the debt ceiling speaks to her failed leadership. Pelosi discussing giving authority to raise the debt ceiling to the Biden Treasury would be a total abdication of Congress's constitutional duties by the Democrat Party, Korzenewski exclusively told Breitbart News. This would give substantial authority to the executive branch that it was never meant to have due to meddling unelected bureaucratic mandarins of the administrative state. Korzenewski also said allowing the Treasury Department to raise the debt ceiling would remove the balance of power in the federal government. The Treasury Department is probably the single most powerful department of the U.S. government already. Expanding its powers would enable an avalanche of progressivism and excess, he said. This would practically render Congress to merely approving spending for special interest groups and removing what little check on government power the American people have left. Korzenewski added congressional Democrats are likely throwing Biden under the bus with a potential new responsibility because they suspect he will not run again in 2024. If Pelosi/DCCC expected a Biden administration going into 2024, or holding the House/Senate in 2022, they would not be throwing him under the bus right now with such a terrifying idea of giving Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen the debt ceiling limit, Korzenewski said. They're running with a blame Biden strategy, which will likely end in electoral defeats. On Tuesday, Pelosi said she favors giving power to the Treasury Secretary to raise the debt limit in December. I do think it has merit, she told reporters when asked about handing congressional authority to the executive branch to raise the debt ceiling. According to Politico Playbook, Pelosi's idea would allow the debt ceiling to be raised while giving Congress the power to overrule the secretary should lawmakers disagree with an administration. Congress would, of course, need to pass a law that put in place such a scheme, Punchbowl News explained. Pelosi likely favors giving power away because under her leadership the debt ceiling will need to be raised again in early December. 11 Republicans helped Senate Democrats raise the debt ceiling last week. But the bipartisanship was returned with partisan rhetoric by Senator Chuck Schumer, DNY, on the Senate floor. After Schumer's speech, which Senator Joe Manchin, DWV, called fucking stupid, a shouting match reportedly broke out on the Senate floor with Republicans condemning Schumer's nasty comments. Senator Mitt Romney, RUT, commented on Schumer's speech, "There's a time to be graceful and there's a time to be combative, and that was the time for grace." Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, responded to the Senate drama by writing to President Biden that Schumer poisoned the well with childish behavior. Last night, Republicans filled the leadership vacuum that has troubled the Senate since January. I write to inform you that I will not provide such assistance again if your all-Democrat government drifts into another avoidable crisis, McConnell wrote. I will not be a party to any future effort to mitigate the consequences of Democratic mismanagement. Your lieutenants on Capitol Hill now have the time they claim they lack to address the debt ceiling through standalone reconciliation, McConnell continued. And all the tools to do it. They cannot invent another crisis and ask for my help. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo.